April 25th, 1922. Thousands of angels are placed as custodians of the acts done in the divine will. Continuing in my usual state, I felt all immersed in the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, just as the sun does not leave the plant, but caresses it with its light, fecundates it with its heat until it produces fruits and flowers, and, jealous, it makes them mature, it guards them with its light. And only when the farmer picks the fruit to make of it his food, then does it leave it. The same for the acts done in my will. My love, my jealousy toward them is so great that grace caresses them. My love conceives them, fecundates them, and matures them. I place thousands of angels as custodians of one single act done in my will. In fact, since these acts done in my will are seeds, so that my will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, all are jealous of these acts. Their dew is my breath, their shadow is my light. The angels remain enraptured by them, and reverent, they adore them, because in these acts they see the eternal will, which deserves all their adoration. And only when I find other souls who, picking them as divine fruits, make of them food for their souls, then are these acts left. Oh, the fecundity and multiplicity of these acts! The creature herself who does them cannot count them. And then I was thinking to myself, how is it possible that these acts be so great? And why are even the angels enraptured by them? And Jesus, clasping me more tightly in his arms, added, "My daughter, these acts are so great that as the soul keeps doing them, there is nothing, either in heaven or on earth, in which she does not take part. She remains in communication with all created things. All the good, the effects, the value of the heavens, of the sun, of the stars, of water, of fire, are not only in continuous relations with her, but they are her own things. She harmonizes with all creation, and all creation harmonizes in her. Why then? Because those who live in my will are the depositories, the preservers, the supporters, the defenders of my will. They foresee what I want, and without my commanding, they execute what I want. And comprehending the greatness, the sanctity of my will, they guard it and defend it jealously. How could all not remain enraptured in seeing these souls who form the support of their God by virtue of the prodigy of my will? Who can ever defend my rights if not one who lives in my will? Who can ever truly love me with love of disinterest, similar to my love, if not one who lives in my will? I feel stronger in these souls, but strong of my own strength. I'm like a king, surrounded by faithful ministers, who feel stronger, more glorious, more supported in the midst of his faithful ones, than by himself alone. If he remains alone, he regrets not having his ministers, because he has no one with whom to pour himself out, and to whom to entrust the lot of his kingdom. So I am, and who can ever be more faithful to me than one who lives in my will? I feel my will being duplicated, therefore I feel more glorious. I pour myself out with them, and I trust them.